New Yorkers recall the brownout a few years ago. Californians have experienced brownout conditions. It's anything but smart. It's a vestige of the last century, and it's just not efficient. We are wasting a lot of time, money, and energy trying to use power production facilities and an arcane way of transporting that electric into our homes and businesses. And what we've observed here recently is a little bit of politically driven chatter that either everything's fine and it needs to stay the way it is by some who profit from the current way, to others, a lot of supporters of renewables, which we agree with, saying you don't need an energy grid at all. And I think both of those positions are simply untenable. And what we attempted to do in this report was to say renewables, the microgrids, and other things are fantastic, but they have to be able to come on and off of our energy grid and to do so efficiently. And anybody that thinks we won't need a grid in the future, I think, is not really looking at reality. Look at what's happened in Germany last year, where they almost fried their grid because they didn't have the technology that could regulate the power fluctuations they were seeing from renewable power. Just for that reason alone, we need to invest in the grid, and the money we put into the grid, I think, will come back to us 10 times in savings. If we don't do that, we're going to continue to experience outages, we're going to continue to experience price fluctuations and instability in the market, and as we start to move our vehicular fleet toward electric, the crunch is going to get a lot worse.